This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Female Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Karen Giblin, a foremost authority on menopausal health. She is president and founder of Red Hot Mamas, the nation's largest menopause education program, providing midlife women's health information and support, which began in 1991. Karen, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you. I guess, Eric, we're going to have a heated discussion today talking about all those good things that happen to women at menopause.
Well, I'm certainly ready for it, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, first of all, September is Menopause Awareness Month, but what exactly is menopause, and why should listeners raise awareness?
Okay, well, women should raise awareness, and September is a good month because it's a designated month for Menopause Awareness Month, because it's important to take charge of menopause before it takes charge of you. And women can identify with that, but menopause is actually divided into different phases. And, you know, those phases cause physiological changes, but when you ask a question of what menopause is, it's actually the end of menstruation, and you're officially in menopause when you haven't had your period for 12 consecutive months. So that's what menopause is all about. But then there's other aspects of it. Again, I told you it coincides with changes, and menopause just doesn't come on, you know, abruptly unless it's brought on induced. But typically, it happens in different phases, and one of the particular phases that, you know, that have a lot of symptoms associated with it is called perimenopause.
So tell me, what is perimenopause and what is induced menopause?
Okay, well, let's get started with perimenopause. And it's usually happens when a woman is in her 40s. It lasts about a full year, and it's considered a full year until after that final menstrual period. Remember, I told you menopause was 12 months without having a period, menstrual period. But perimenopause happens in a woman's 40s, and that's when their ovarian function, women's ovarian function, becomes erratic, and lots of symptoms start occurring. And some of those symptoms are like irregular periods. Their menstrual cycles will come and go. They'll change in consistency and frequency. The hot flashes, the night sweats, which, Eric, I call the devilish duo, start coming on. And they start really occurring during that perimenopausal stage. That's their highest incidence during that. Difficulty sleeping. Again, if you're having trouble because you're waking up in the middle of the night with night sweats and you're not going to be able to fall asleep or stay asleep, you're going to want to get up and change those bed clothes and change your nighties and different things like that. And then what happens? You lose sleep. Suddenly, you have all those mood changes. You're irritable, and the next day, all you want to do is jump in that lazy boy recliner. And then there's, you know, other changes that occur during that perimenopause. There's vaginal changes. There's sex drive changes. And, you know, some women actually explain, you know, that during that perimenopause, that when in the woman's 40s, that, you know, that can last, you know, anywhere from 2 to 10 years, they describe it as like a living hell. And then you ask about induced menopause, and I'm glad you brought that up, Eric, because I've actually had surgical menopause, and that was the reason I started Red Hot Mamas in 1991, because I had a total hysterectomy, which is a hysterectomy that removed both of my ovaries, and it's actually called an ovarectomy, and that's called surgical menopause. And many, many women have surgical menopause in the United States. And in fact, it's the second highest operation in women in the United States. It's called, you know, surgical menopause. It's a hysterectomy. But when you have a surgical menopause with the removal of both ovaries, what happens is the result is you're immediately in menopause. You have a much more abrupt menopause, much more abrupt symptoms start arising. But if women just have a hysterectomy and their ovaries are left in place, you know, that really doesn't cause menopause to occur earlier. They may have a natural menopause, but, you know, again, it sometimes it does occur in about one year, maybe earlier, because the blood supply, but it doesn't necessarily cause you to have an abrupt change in ovarian function, which brings on all those symptoms and far more severe symptoms. And then, you know, menopause can also be caused induced by cancer or chemotherapy or any kind of damage to your ovaries. And it, depending on the extent of the damage of the ovaries, the menstrual period actually may reappear again several months later after the treatments are over. So this kind of induced menopause really only causes temporary menopauses in men and women.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the hormone therapy?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, hormone therapy is an FDA-approved treatment product for the symptoms of menopause. Actually, hormone therapy medications contain female hormones that replace the ones that the body no longer makes after menopause. It's used to treat women who have menopausal symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats and vaginal dryness, and it's also used for the management of osteoporosis. Again, you know, hormone therapy has potential benefits and it has potential risk. And it's used, you know, mostly in women who have moderate to severe menopausal symptoms. But, you know, what we've learned over the years with hormone therapy and all the commotion that has been around it since the Women's Health Initiative study, what we've learned is there's not a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to hormone therapy. And that, you know, it has to be tailored to every woman's individual needs and preference. And a lot of women just prefer not to take hormones. So it's important, you know, for women, especially during September, Menopause Awareness Month, to become really educated about different products, formulations, and types that are available for her and discuss whether hormone therapy is actually right for them. So, you know, the major point, I guess, of agreement, according to a lot of the medical organizations today, that hormones, you know, is acceptable for, you know, for relatively young women up to the age of 59 or within 10 years after the onset of menopause if their symptoms are moderate to severe. And again, you know, lowest dose to treat the symptoms is preferable if a woman chooses to take hormones. But that's not the only, you know, that's not the only way to treat menopausal symptoms.
Today we are visiting with Karen Giblin, a foremost authority on menopausal health. She is president and founder of Red Hot Mamas, the nation's largest menopause education program providing midlife women's health information and support, which began in 1991 here on eHealth Radio's Female Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Karen, what are some of the side effects and symptoms of menopause, and what exactly is a hot flash?
Oh, I always explain to my male counterparts what a hot flash feels like. I guess you know the if you put wrap a towel around your neck and put, you know, some of that the heating solution on, the Bengay or something like that, and wrap it around, you'll feel what a hot flash feels like. But you know, again, our symptoms are as unique as our fingerprints with women. What I might have, the other woman might not have. But let's take hot flashes, for instance. You know, that's one of the most common symptoms of menopause. And, you know, 75 to 80% of women get hot flashes, and they get 10 or more a day, believe that. I mean, that's really a high incidence. And again, they increase in frequency during that perimenopause, and that's when a woman's in her 40s. And the highest incidence of hot flashes actually are the first 2 years following the last menstrual period. And, again, they typically last, and a lot of women ask me through my Red Hot Mamas programs, how long are they going to last? But, you know, some women have them for a year. However, unfortunately, some women have them 10-plus years. We just don't know. Again, you know, it's as unique as our fingerprints, how these symptoms are going to occur in women. And then, you know, actually our skin temperature, a lot of women say, I feel like I'm on fire, but guess what? Your skin temperature does rise from 1 degree to 7 degrees, and our heart rate increases. That's where we get those heart palpitations that we feel from 7 to 15 beats a minute. And, you know, a lot of the hot flashes unfortunately, if you live in a warmer climate, they're influenced by climate. They're influenced by what we eat, our lifestyle, if we have a lot of stress. And also, you know, there's higher incidences in African-American women and higher incidences in Hispanic women than Caucasians and Asians. But hot flashes aren't the only things. And, you know, it's night sweats. Again, I mentioned to you that hot flashes appear at night are called night sweats. And again, that will make it difficult to sleep and create all kinds of mood changes and anxiety, et cetera. So those are some of the typical symptoms. Again, and then, of course, the vaginal changes. Dryness occurs, and we have increased vulnerability to infections and possibly painful intercourse. And some women even flatline sex. And I tell you, that's why I think a lot of women go shoe shopping, because of some of the vaginal changes. They'd rather go shoe shopping and get greater rewards out of that than having sex, especially if you're experiencing vaginal changes at menopause. And then headaches also occur, and they're three times more prevalent in women. But these are some of the typical menopausal symptoms that do occur, but there's others. There's skin and hair changes. Suddenly, you know, women will start telling me, I've got an eyebrow growing on my chin, because what happens is, as these estrogens decline and our testosterone levels continue on, you know, you'll notice more hair, facial hair on your face, less on your head, and then, you know, and also our skin changes. It becomes drier and all that. So all our hormones have a big effect on overall body functioning.
Now, what are some tips for combating against hot flashes, and are there any supplements available that can help with these hot flashes?
I'm so happy that you asked me about the tips. A lot of women come to me all the time and say, what can I do about these hot flashes? There's a lot you can do. First of all, you know, exercise. It's really, really important to become motivated at least 3 to 4 times a week, okay? Get out, take a nice walk, okay? Keep moving, because what happens is women who exercise actually have less hot flashes than women who don't. And you know, we know that exercise reduces stress, okay? It raises those endorphin levels and reduces the stress levels, and stress is one of the big culprits in triggering hot flashes. So you want to maintain a stress-free attitude in a stress-free environment. Dress in layers, okay? A lot of women, you know, will dress with a little tank top on and a shirt over top of it. But I always tell the women in my group, dress in layers, but really don't peel down so much that you get arrested for indecent exposure. We don't want that. So I don't advocate that. But dressing in layers is good. And then, you know, chilly temperatures. Stay in chilly areas, lower the thermostat. It's important, you know, I think, to keep that thermostat low, keep a fan at hand. You know, I keep a fan right by my bed all the time and put it on, because I know I have a thermostat war going on in my household. And I tell my husband, I really think every menopausal woman should have supreme control over that thermostat, both at home and work. And he just doesn't get it. And then, you know, again, another tip is to lose weight, all right, because studies have indicated heavier women really have more hot flashes than thinner women. And I've actually written a book, Eat to Defeat Menopause, which is very good, that covers a lot of the issues of menopause and what women can do. And then, again, watch what you eat. You know, a lot of women will eat hot, spicy foods, and that's going to bring on hot flashes. You have to watch your alcohol intake, because if you drink 1 or 2 glasses of wine, you're suddenly going to look crimson red, because they bring on hot flashes. And also, you know, too much caffeine can bring the sweats on. And then, you know, drink a lot of water. I strongly advocate drinking a lot of water. And if you smoke, stop smoking, because smoking has been shown to bring on an earlier menopause by up to 2 years. And then, you know, what I also think that it's good to keep little, like, baby wipes or moist towelettes in my handbag and by my bed, because when I feel a sweat coming on, I can pull one of these towelettes out. And then, again, lightweight pajamas and minimal bed coverings, you know, cotton preferred. And then, but then, you know, you asked a good question about supplements. I strongly advocate the first step, again, is try the healthy living route, healthy diet, plenty of exercise, relaxation techniques, no smoking. But, you know, again, some women find non-prescription products to be extremely beneficial in treating symptoms. But it's important, you know, that you find a product that has been proven to be safe and effective and doesn't have any harmful ingredients. And always share any product that you're taking with your doctor because, again, it can have impact on any medications you're taking or any health conditions. But there is one product out there that's getting the buzz, and women are absolutely loving it. And what I hear in that, you know, that they it's flying off the shelves. It's called iCool. And that product is clinically proven, and it reduces hot flashes and night sweats. And they've conducted randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trial in women who experienced seven or more hot flashes a day, and there was a 51% reduction in hot flashes after taking iCool for 12 weeks. And the women that write to me and that are on my website and that are taking this are absolutely loving it and sharing the information with one another. So, you know, iCool is one product out there that, again, has been proven to reduce hot flashes, and it really contains a pure soy-free genistein, which is called a Genevita, and it's an isoflavin, and women can really find out a lot more information on this product on a website called iCoolToday.com. And again, women are enjoying taking this product, and it's really been beneficial for them.
And where can our listeners get more information about menopause and its solutions?
Your listeners can log on to my website, which is redhotmamas.org. And, you know, if they want information on a product like iCool, again, it's iCoolToday.com.
We've been talking with Karen Giblin, a foremost authority on menopausal health. She is president and founder of Red Hot Mamas, the nation's largest menopause education program, providing midlife women's health information and support, which began in 1991. And the website of reference for more information is redhotmamas.org. Karen, thanks so much for joining us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Female Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.